Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Ooh, no big winners in the Powerball.
Yes. Yes.
Good news for us.
So.
I still haven't checked my numbers.
You're a lot with this Powerball Mega Million stuff because you came on here and you were talking about this dream that you had of these numbers. You wrote them down. And then you were going to play the numbers, and then you won't tell us what any of the numbers are, and then you won't tell us if you've won. You are exhausting.
I'm sorry, guys, but every man for himself.
Did you ever figure out that last number you couldn't remember?
No.
Oh, geez.
It was dot, 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 then I'm missing that number, dot, dot, dot.
Okay, I get it.
I'm missing
what?
The fourth
Did
number.
Did she just say? Oh, fourth number.
Yes. I couldn't remember, so I just keep making one up.
Oh, maybe you should tell yourself to dream it again before you go to sleep.
Yes, I'll do that lucid dream thing. I'll be like, ooh, numbers come to me.
640 million is the new estimated Powerball jackpot happening on January 16th. Mega Millions still at 750 million. That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot of money.
How many numbers... How many possible numbers are there? I always wonder when jackpots get this high.
Heck if I know.
But if you then bought all of the numbers, you know what I mean? You could guarantee that you would win.
Oh, like
the
how
jackpot
much would it
has
cost
to be
you?
High enough.
Oh, gosh.
All right, hang on. Because
Steve, you're our number guy.
All right. How? Okay.
The winning numbers, by the way, 4, 19, 23, 25, 49, and 14 is your Powerball. I have none of those. Damn, Daniel.
How many do you have to get something?
I think 4.
Oh, that's too many. I was hoping like 2.
That's a good question. No, 2.
Well, what if I get like $10 or something I get 2? I know
they
nothing about the lottery. I've never really played it.
The five white balls of Mega Millions, by the way, the five white balls have possible numbers ranging between 1 and 70, while the Mega Ball can be between 1 and 25. So that means that you need to cover 302 million combinations to guarantee a jackpot. Mega Millions tickets cost $2 each, so covering all combinations would cost you $605 million, $605,150,700. Now,
Good. Yeah, this is interesting.
So the jackpot is now at 750. You're not going to clear 605 after taxes,
right?
So, but if it rolls a couple times, the problem would be if three other people happen to win. You know,
right? You're not going to get your money back.
Yeah, you're not going to get your money back. You're going to be hundreds of millions of dollars in debt,
and you can't enter them all in. Just the logistics of that.
Would you hate to be behind that guy at line in the
store,
at
and
the
you're like,
gas
I'm
station?
Buying all the numbers today.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
I need all possible combinations.
It's my Clark bar.
Yeah, I have $12 on pump 4. I'll get you guys next time. I'm not standing behind this lame brain.
No kidding.
And it's Donna saying, hang on, it was a dream. try 32.
Okay, yes.
Try 32.
It's funny you guys say that because I filled out a card. You know, and I went up to like a courtesy desk at a grocery store. And what I had done was I filled out 6 numbers in the main area where you're only supposed to pick 5.
Oh.
And then you're supposed to pick 1 Powerball. And the guy's like, okay, what number do you want for Powerball? And he was manually putting it in. And I'm like, why is this so difficult? So then I had to be like, ba, 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 and then ba. For my Powerball. And I go, eliminate that number and let's do this number. I mean, I was holding up the line for
you
sure.
You haven't checked your numbers.
I'm looking at them now. I don't have any.
Okay.
Not even one.
Not even one. Oh, what an ear flick that is.
I know.
That's a bummer. Well, listen, all this time, I haven't even played. I haven't even purchased a ticket, and I feel like I should. This is the time to do it.
Oh, I do have one.
Oh, ta-da!
I have 25.
Oh, great. So, what does that get you?
$2? $0.
Nothing. What is the cutoff? That's a good question, Dawn. What is the cutoff to break even?
Well, how much is a Powerball ticket?
$2.
What pays in Powerball? Like, is it three? You can win $4 just for matching the Powerball.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's good.
Okay. Okay.
There are 9 ways to win.
Thank you.
By matching the numbers. Match all 5 plus a Powerball to win the jackpot, or match any of the non-jackpot winning combinations to win other great cash prizes. Mm-hmm. All right, that's very vague.
Yeah, it is.
Can I tell you a lottery story that I heard from my barber?
Sure.
Hey, barber. He tells me, he randomly goes over and plays like a Super Sevens or a Wild 777, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
He starts scratching off, and this is like 15 years ago, scratches off, sees a 7, then another 7, and another 7, which means you're a winner. You're getting whatever the prize is underneath, okay?
Ooh, cool.
And then the people in the barbershop were like, keep scratching. He said, no, I'm going to let it grow. Did a little walk around, came back, another 7. Now he's got 4 sevens.
I'm going to let it grow.
Let it grow. Then he does it again, walks around again. He won that night at the barbershop $77,777.
Wow.
Isn't that the grand prize for this particular scratcher card?
Oh, I'm so happy for him. I don't know him.
So then he said he goes to Vegas. They already had a trip planned to Vegas, he and his wife. And he goes, she says, I'm going to go up to the room and get ready for dinner. And he said, I'm just going to sit down and play a little bit. He goes, first machine he goes to gets a $2,000 payout.
Oh, my God.
Then he, after that one rings up, he goes to the machine beside him, gets $1,200. On his way up to get his wife from the room, he thought, oh, what the heck, I'll put $5 in this $5 machine. Sure, wins that grand prize, which I think for the $5 machine was, I don't know, $800 or something like that. What a tear! What
really?
A tear!
That is amazing. Oh my gosh, amazing.
So 4,000 just...
Bada bing!
That's
after,
crazy.
On the heels of 77 grand.
Oh my gosh.
And do you know, I have a friend from my fantasy football league who won a scratcher on a $250,000 payout.
That is incredible. Oh, remember the time I thought I won cake?
Oh, God.
My sister sent me a New Jersey scratch-off.
Okay. Yeah.
So I scratch them off, and I'm like, so I have a match. And it's...
They gave you a cookie puss.
I would love a cookie puss right now. By the way. So I uncover... It says whatever you uncover, that is what the prize that you win.
Yeah.
So I uncovered 3... cake icons, little slices of cake. And I'm like, well, I'm in Minnesota. How am I going to get my cake?
Oh, my God.
You are our favorite, Donna.
Oh, my gosh. It was just like a little symbol.
God,
like,
I
if you
like
see
$10.
A pig. Oh.
But I was thinking, well, I'm not going to come into your convenience store and pick up cake.
For the suitcase, however.
I want a palm tree, or maybe it's a trip.
Exactly. Oh, I had never played that type of scratch off before, so I didn't know. Anyway,
$10.
Yeah, I'm giving it to my sister. I sent it to her.
Good luck, everybody.
Yes, good luck, but not that much luck. Hey, our Facebook question today is: this was inspired by Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori Harvey, and Michael B. Jordan are dating. And they became Instagram official just very recently, and they have pet names for one another. They call each other Turtle and Nugget. Turtle and Nugget. So I thought it would be fun to see what kind of pet name you have for your partner. And we'll get to some of your answers later on in the show. Cool?
I like the sound of that. When we return, we'll get into some curious fun facts and things that make you go, huh? Approximately 2% of people's armpits do this. That and other dumb things that I think you're going to be happy that you learned. When we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes. Boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. Ah. I could not believe how cool they felt, like continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game-changing covered. Donna, this is real life. It's soft.
Know,
it's
I'm
cool.
Sorry.
You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Woo! It's already Thursday, y'all. That means coming up at 11:30 today, Throwback Thursday music trivia.
It's going to be good.
Is it?
It's going to be good. Last week, I went to a different source. I have trivia companies that come to me, frankly, from all across the country, and they want me to use their reference materials in the quiz. Today, I went with one last week that I really enjoyed, and we're going to try it again today.
Ooh.
I won't know the answers before you know the answers, Donna. That's
okay.
What makes it exciting.
I like that. That'll be really fun. Coming up at 11:30 today, you could play along. But first,
I remember a visual Donna Valentine slapping her armpits. I hadn't yet fully joined the show. I was still doing Steve O'Clock, a little hour-long feature with you and Marley. You had a tank top on. Something, armpits came up in the conversation, and you, almost forgetting I was in the room for a quick second, put your arms in the air, and then you just smacked each of your armpits.
I think I did. I've got
very fleshy. Okay. Real fleshy sound.
No,
it's flesh. Everybody has flesh out of there. So I thought of you when I came across this armpit fact.
I'm
approximately 2% of people have a gene that makes it so their armpits don't smell, ever, even without deodorant.
Interesting.
Oh, what a joy that would be. I feel like I have body odor virtually every day of my life.
No, you don't, really?
I feel like, and I'm not a big sweater, I never pit out, never. But I feel very often when I do the little sniff test, I feel like it's my deodorant, which I use Secret, pH balance for a woman, strong enough for a man, that it's mixing with my moans. I don't know if it's my hormones, my testosterone, or my pheromones. Something, it's making a caca smell.
Really? I do not have that at all. Like I can,
well, it no. must be nice.
Well, I must be amongst...
amongst
the 2%. Because I can, like... work out for an hour and be sweating, and I, unless I'm super unaware,
she just doesn't know.
She has no sense of smell. She has COVID-19 and she doesn't even understand that.
Okay, that's neat.
She's like the sleeper who says, "I never snore."
I can hear you.
I never snore.
I do snore, unfortunately.
You think you might have the apps, sleep apnea, maybe?
I don't know. Sometimes I do wake myself up by going. So probably.
That's a good snort.
Me too.
I did that last night.
I'm like, who is there?
I dozed off watching. I know how to use a crowbar under my bed.
Last night, what?
I took jiu-jitsu. I fell asleep with my son while watching a show. After dinner on the couch, Yo Gabba Gabba, and I woke myself in a... and I just thought, oh gosh, that's unfortunate to quickly slide into a snore and it's not even 7 p.m.
Yeah.
May I give you my loudest snort sound now?
Yeah.
I have to get this out of my system.
Maybe.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You snorted, Donna. Give me your snort again. Don, do you have one?
It was me that went. Yeah, that was
Don. Oh, that was you. All right, yeah. I have a buddy who dry heaves when he tries to snort. He can't.
Oh my God.
Despite the odds, he holds down a full-time job. I just said, can you snort? And he went.
Well, that's good.
And then he started to. Here we go. Listen.
Okay, oh, I don't ever want to hear that again, ever.
That's great.
I have scared so many people with that, where they turn the corner in the hall, and then I just...
Ooh.
The first speeding ticket was given out in 1899 in Manhattan. I'm driving in! It was a cab driver. He was going 12 miles per hour in an 8.
Oh, my gosh.
Advertisement time for the series finale of MASH... in 1983, cost more than ad time for the Super Bowl that year. Oh. Wasn't it over 100 million people who watched the final episode of MASH?
That sounds right. I watched it in school. I had an English teacher who showed it. It's really sad.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, yes. So good. It's like bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, is it the Korean War? And then,
I think so.
And they were all going home. After so many years.
Right.
And they all had to say goodbye to one another. You know, you create this camaraderie and friendships and love for one another.
It was always a show that was on in the periphery. It was on in syndication when I was growing up. And I just remember seeing the end of MASH a lot, which means that it was right before another show that I was waiting to watch.
Right.
That was my same experience with the show Hunter. Hmm. Remember that?
Yeah,
on
I do.
Fox,
my
I
mom
think.
Used to watch that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A good show?
I don't know.
All right. There are only 72 documented cases of identical quadruplets ever in the history of us tracking things regarding humans.
Wow.
72.
That's still a lot.
I feel like that as well.
Because they all share like one... I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take us down that... Okay.
Same egg.
So the egg doesn't... The egg splits. One egg. It's not two different.
They're all in the same
chromosomes.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not do this.
Gene pool.
Here we go.
Gene Simmons.
Then Steve's going to start talking about yes.
You guys want to talk about testicles?
No.
No.
Not for
that's
the second
scientific.
Day in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, we are an informative show. People walk away from the show saying, "Wow, I never knew that." Think about all...
Or, wow, they don't know anything.
Boy, they're a bunch of dummies. Yep.
Yeah.
Think of all of the talk that people had at their dining room tables that night, talking about baldness, castration,
mm-hmm.
how babies are made,
mm-hmm.
why you would want to keep your testicles if you're a man. Only three of the number one NFL draft picks from the past 20 years. So first overall draft pick. Everybody always wants that in the NFL. Only three number one overall draft picks from the NFL during the last 20 years have won a Super Bowl. Eli Manning with the Giants in 2008 and 2012. Last year, a guy named Eric Fisher with the Kansas City Chiefs. And David Carr with the Giants in 2012, but he didn't play in the game. So the point is, everybody wants that first overall draft pick. Rarely does it result in a Super Bowl.
Hmm.
Oh!
It's like the first impression, Rose, on The
warms?
Bachelor.
The cockles of my heart when you two both involuntarily say, huh, the cockles are warmed.
No more cockles.
Hmm. That's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
No. Thank you, Donna. Just for the time in the show to do this.
You're welcome. Guys, we have so much content to get to today.
Lots of stuff. What's this Rebel Wilson story?
Oh my God, this is a really freaky, scary story. Something that happened to her years back. I'll tell you a little bit about that. We've got other controversial celebrity stories making the news, including the latest on alleged cannibal Armie Hammer. who I had a dream about this week, by the way.
Oh, no. She likes Bad Boys.
I know. We were getting freaky deaky, too.
Oh, whoa, okay, whoa.
But no, it's really some crazy stuff. Coming up on the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Okay, we're back.
Hi.
Hey, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Got some controversial celebrity stories. I'm going to start with Armie Hammer. So there were some leaked text messages from Armie Hammer that have been making the rounds lately. Basically, he's looking like a sexual deviant. And now there are two unflattering videos of him. And a British tabloid posted videos of him drinking beer and possibly doing drugs while driving.
No.
In one clip, Armie Hammer says, "Stuff's getting weird," before licking a white substance off the hand of a guy in a passenger seat. Oh. In the other one, he's behind the wheel when he cracks open a can of Miller High Life and takes a swig. He and his wife of 10 years, by the way, split over the summer, and a source says she was totally aware of his infidelities, but not his kinky tendencies.
Mm.
That was a complete shock to her. So now, Armie Hammer has had to drop, he chose to drop, chose, I use that word loosely, to drop out of a movie he was doing with Jennifer Lopez called Shotgun Wedding.
I saw Ryan Reynolds was originally supposed to star in that role. He's executive producing. I wonder if he'll jump back in.
Oh, good question. That would be good because it is, you know, it's a comedy.
It's 4 months in the Dominican. That's what shooting requires. There are worse places to go for 4 months.
Well, and Armie Hammer saying, you know, in light of all this stuff that's happening, which he calls BS, he can't see being away from his kids. While all this stuff is going on and leaving them for 4 months. He also has a couple of other projects. The Billion Dollar Spy. There's also a sequel to his 2017 movie, Call Me By Your Name. So I just think, okay, get as freaky as you want. But when you're a celebrity, you need to be mindful of text messages.
Right.
And not so trusting that people aren't going to leak this stuff. What you say in interviews, because he did an interview with, I think, Playboy. And he said some really, have you seen this, Dawn?
No.
He just talked about how he likes to be very dominant in an intimate relationship. And he's into some, like, you know, some of that
neck grabbing, hair pulling.
Yep, there you go. I just think you need to be thoughtful about how your words can affect your projects that you're involved in and how producers and showrunners may not want to be connected with you. You have to think that before you hit send, you know.
Yeah. Are these Instagram DMs? Is that what's happening with some of these?
I think
saying I'm into cannibalism or whatever?
I think it's a combination.
So, all right, about the cannibalism.
Mm-hmm. He said, "I want to cut your toes off to somebody."
Oh, he did? Yeah. Okay. All right. Because the only thing I've seen is that he says, "I am 100% cannibal. I want to eat you."
Yeah.
Which can be taken in other ways.
Right.
Not literally eating you.
Sure.
And I thought that as well until I saw something in the tabloids about wanting to cut somebody's toes off.
I don't. That is really. That's where I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This.
I get it. I'm not into toes either. I don't think any foot looks good. Is that what he meant? If we could just get rid of those toes.
We could just get rid of them.
If we could lose the toes and then I'm in.
Steve, are you still wearing your foot brace?
That is a
hammer toe or whatever.
That is a sore topic.
Bunion.
I am no longer wearing my bunion correctors. I gave up after about a week. It was hurting my toenail.
Oh.
And my wife is open in her disappointment of my lack of follow through because she got it for me essentially saying, "I want to correct this physical trait of yours," and is really disappointed that I didn't have the wherewithal to stick with
it. Does she make you wear socks when you're getting freaky?
Put on the orthopedic slippers and then maybe. My brother Josh has a much worse bunion and hammer toe, and he got a steel plated corrector for Christmas.
Oh boy, you guys really, boy, what a great gift!
Yeah, and he got underwear
there
too.
Are some
that's
crutches.
True.
Oh man, that's unfortunate. But you have other great, you know, qualities.
It's a real humbler. I remember I was getting my legs waxed for a bit. Story on Twin Cities Live, and they're waxing my legs. They're doing it on Facebook Live, and then people started filling up the comments saying, "What's wrong with his foot? What's going on with that toe?" And I was like, "Okay, guys,
you should just have the surgery. Just
no,
just have them shave that thing down."
Ah, Donna, I don't care enough about it. Although it is starting to hurt a little more. I don't know, guys.
I get why you give up, because I have to wear a night guard, which I call yuck mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore it yesterday for the first time in a long time. You know, and you pay a lot of money for these things.
Yeah. And I've got one too that I don't use because I spit it out.
Is it so you don't grind?
Yes. Yeah. And so the intention is there, you know, and then you just go, I'm just going to skip tonight. And then you end up skipping for a month or two.
Yeah.
I get it. The struggle's real, man.
I literally, in my sleep, go, poof. And just
like, oh, my God. It's so funny.
People have seen me do it, and I don't even know I'm doing it.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
I don't like that thing.
That would scare me if I saw someone do that in their sleep.
Okay.
And something was flying across the room. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have another interesting, freaky story. And I wish I had more information on this story. Rebel Wilson, who, by the way, looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She went on a journey of having a really healthy 2020.
For her.
And she looks fantastic. And she was, I don't know if she was on a podcast, I think it was. She was telling this story about how she was once kidnapped at gunpoint.
Whoa.
Mm.
She was in Africa. I don't know if I'm going to say the name of this country correctly. Mozambique.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's no quay? There's no quay?
There's no quay? Done.
Mozambique quay.
Mozambique.
Yeah, it's Mozambique.
Okay. All right, it's French.
I'm not going to gang up on her. Don't make me do it.
I've never heard of it.
Really?
Yes.
Mozambique?
Never heard of it.
Huh.
Go home.
Is that be Quay?
Yes, Quay.
Bye. So anyway. I found your soft spot intellectually is for sure geography. Mozambique.
I don't know where anything's located.
I don't either.
That.
I
can
don't.
Do the name. Yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so she was in Mozambique, and you know it looks French.
They may have been like colonized at some point, perhaps. But yeah, an African nation.
All right. Well, anyway, she said we were on this cattle truck. She doesn't really give that many details, and it's kind of bugging me. She said they were on a cattle truck, and these men came on another truck with lots of guns, pulled beside them with these big guns, and they were like, "Yeah, you got to get off that truck." So they, I don't know how many people, I don't know who was with her, were driven to a house in the middle of nowhere.
What?
She remained calm.
Sheesh.
They sat everybody down and said, everybody link arms. She was petrified in the night that they might want to come and take one of the girls or something. And she figured that illegal substances had been put in the vehicle to be smuggled across the border.
Sure.
And the kidnappers were there to pick it up. But whatever the case, she and her fellow detainees were released the next morning. And she said, you know, we didn't ask any questions. We just got back on the truck and got out of there and crossed the South African border a few hours later. I mean, did you report it to the police?
Oh, my gosh. So she overnight was a prisoner.
Yes.
That is terrifying.
That's not good. You know, I don't even know if you really report that thing to the police, because what happens is, I think when you are in a different country, I remember friends having concerns when they would go from when I was in LA, when they would cross the border and go to Mexico, that they had some shady things that happened from quote unquote law enforcement with them.
Mm.
So I think you might just think, let's survive this and let's get home.
Yeah.
Let's not get involved in case there's any sort of backdoor bribery or...
Right, right.
Let's just get out of here.
You don't want to be in a Mexican prison, that's for sure.
No. Listen, when we were in Kenya, I was 17 and there were two vans, and the van in front of us on one of these dirt roads hit a guy who was on like a motorbike. And I remember driving by and then seeing this guy laying on the ground, and then van in front stopped, and then our van stopped. So the van in front hit that, and you thought you were in total rural Africa, and out of nowhere come all these hands slapping on the side of your van. People are yelling, are making noise, and I thought, oh my Lord. Now, I did not see this, probably because I was looking down and was so terrified. But the word from the van in front that there were rocks, that there were machetes, that there was an idea of mob justice, which is if he dies, one of you die. And I just thought, oh my Lord, this is how it's all going to end. Steve. 17, will my parents ever hear about this? Will people back home ever hear about this? We ended up spending, oh goodness, I don't know if it was 5 hours, something around there, because they had to drive down into the city of Nairobi, pick up someone. So then that was how they got law enforcement up there. And now during it, there was this whole sort of miracle that happened where, like, the only thing that made them realize that we were good people, so the story goes, is that they kept hearing so many people praying. And so they just kept hearing Jesus repeated. And they were like, maybe these are good people, not out to harm one of us. And it ended up being a good story in the end. And the guy survived and we all got home. But we spent hours on this rural road in the cut in Africa. That was the first day of my trip to Kenya. I spent 2 weeks there.
I hope so. Did you tell your parents about this?
Of course. I called my mom and she picked up the next day, and then I just started crying on the phone.
Oh, I was so scared. And then she's like, come home now.
It was so, so frightening. But then the rest of the trip was really great. Met just some beautiful, lovely, wonderful people there in Kenya. But boy, a dicey start. So that reminded me when I read that Rebel Wilson story, I thought, ooh, this can get really slippery really fast.
Ooh. I'm never leaving America again.
No, Donna, no.
I'm scared.
You know where you should... Here's a good spot where you might travel.
Okay.
England.
Mozambique.
Oh, no.
It's in Africa.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with all the African pronunciations. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you turned off his mic.
He's coughing.
Sorry.
It's because you're smoking too many meats.
Donna, it's not meat-induced. We talked about this at length off the air. This is not a meat-induced cough.
We gotta go.
Fine.
When we come back, wow, the Kardashians did something nice for their TV crew. Mm-hmm. Like, really nice. Like, Steve, you're going to be jealous nice.
Where?
Got that on the way. Steve, you have a story about Ricky Gervais?
His dying wish is to have his carcass of a body eaten by lions. The London Zoo has responded. We'll tell you what they had to say regarding that when we come back. And if you see something, say something next on Donna and Steve.
Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
May I start with Ricky Gervais?
Yes. Love him.
So Ricky Gervais had a dying wish for his body to be given back to nature. Because he says that we have taken so much from this earth that if he could give it back, it would be really lovely. He told this to Conan O'Brien. He wanted his body to be fed to the lions at the London Zoo after he dies.
Oh my God.
The London Zoo responded, denying Ricky Gervais's wish, saying he might be too grisly for the lions to... Isn't that great? Yes. By the way, he said he liked the idea of two lions reenacting Lady and the Tramp with his...
No.
No.
Oh my God.
No, 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 no. Hang on. With his nads.
Okay, well, same area.
And he said he likes the look on the tourists' faces when they just throw this dead, fat, naked 73-year-old to the lions.
Oh, my God.
It's funny.
He's not 73.
No, but he thinks he will be when he dies.
That's young.
Well, I know, but, you know, he might.
Wow. Okay.
He might. All you right. might. We might. It'd be wonderful to live to 73. You kidding me? If I knew I had 33 years left? Ah, math.
Yeah, it's less for us. We don't like that.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, anyway. Steve, you might be a little jealous of Dawn's story.
Yeah. Okay. So the Kardashian, keeping up the Kardashians, they filmed their final episode, not of the season, but ever.
Aww.
Their final episode last Friday. And production sources told TMZ that Kim, Courtney, Khloe, and Kris surprised the crew of about 30 people with Rolex watches.
Come on, man.
Okay, how much is a Rolex?
Oh, my gosh. Like about $10,000 each.
Wow.
And so they spent about $300,000, which is just, that's nothing to them, right? But still, yeah. What a nice sentiment to walk away from that show and have a Rolex.
That's really nice.
That's very sweet.
That's great. So is that how much those ones cost on? Did they release the price of that model?
They did not. They said they're just estimating on TMZ they're about 10 grand each. So
yeah, and I think if you want, you can go in really deep. Ooh. On a watch. I just could never spend a lot of money on a watch.
Or sunglasses.
Or sunglasses.
Yes.
You lose the sunglasses too much.
I just buy cheap ones.
Yes.
You can get really cute cheap ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't need to go fancy. Yeah.
I have a pair that I buy three at a time off of Amazon. They're about $15, $12, depending on how they fluctuate the price. And I just get two or three at a time. And then just say, when I lose them, who cares? I got another.
The only time I had expensive sunglasses, they were on my dashboard. And I was turning into an intersection, like making a left across.
No.
They flew off into the street, and then I ran over them.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
To add insult to injury. And I'm like, no. Never again.
I know. I came out of a porta potty, and they fell off the top of my head, and then I stepped on them.
That's even better than my pole. Oh. I thought you were going to say they fell in the porta potty.
No, that would be good, too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No. Yo, let me ask this question. If you were in a porta potty, and let's say you had a Rolex, $5,000, and it falls into a scenario.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you do it? Do you reach in?
It's so far down there. How do you get in
there? Oh, yeah, you'll be shoulder deep.
No, you'll be deeper than that.
I don't want to.
I don't want to think about that, Steve.
Maybe I'll just tell someone it's really, really out of order and then go get one of those grabbers.
Yes. Yes. Get a grabber. Exactly. I have a really nice story. Dollar General is going to support employees who want to receive the COVID-19 vaccine by paying them to get it.
Oh, wow.
So they put out a press release yesterday, and the company said it will provide their hourly team members 4 hours of regular pay after receiving a completed COVID-19 vaccination.
Cool.
I love that.
Like, that's a nice idea.
It is, because it's not forcing anybody to do it. We can't,
right.
You know, you can't force anyone to get
right.
it. But it's also rewarding people that do.
Right.
Because yeah.
they're only encouraging, not requiring. But that's really, really nice.
Did I tell you about that little drive-through spot that I hit in Shakopee? Didn't even get out of my car.
No.
Now, this is to get tested, not vaccinated.
Right, right.
But in the world of COVID, as we're talking about that. And by the way, when I pulled in, it said, now hiring, $20 an hour, starting rate. I thought, whoa, buddy. And no. then you're out there, you drive in, you stay in the parking lot, and they have two different lanes. Somebody comes up to your window, you're in a mask, they're in a mask, and they get your information. You've called ahead or been online ahead of time to set up an appointment, and then they just verify who you are. And then you just wait your turn. It's like waiting at a drive-thru.
You know, how do you guys feel about that test?
Well,
I really disliked it very much. So when people get tested more than once, I'm like, ah!
I know.
Like,
you know,
the anticipation.
If my cough doesn't get much better, I might go back and get a second test tomorrow. Just because it's sort of lingering and seems to be setting up shop more in my chest, you know, when the cough starts to rumble a little more.
Sure.
So I got a test this summer, and it was all good. And I talked to the nurse during it. I was like, yep, I'm doing good. You know, it's a very uncomfortable process. But then this time I told the woman, oh yeah, I know how this is and all that. And I bragged and said, yeah, I talked during my last one. And then she did about 4 seconds in one nostril. And I thought, oh, they're getting quicker. This is, and then she, without telling me, went into my other nostril. And that left nostril left my eyes bloodshot. I was crying. I sneezed once they took it out. I looked like an idiot. I'll send you to a video of me after my COVID test.
Okay.
And it's it was right after. Then about a minute later, my eyes were still watering. It was a whole thing. I don't love the test.
I don't love the test either, but...
You gotta get a test.
You gotta get the test.
It exists.
You gotta get the test, right. I don't like mammograms either, but...
You gotta do it.
Gotta do it. All right. Bye, Dawn. Bye.
Bye,
we'll see
Dawn.
You tomorrow when we come back, we've got some music news. I'll tell you why Mariah Carey says the pandemic has been great for her. I'll give you all the details on that and a dirt alert coming up next.